Consequence Podcast Network. Bite-sized album reviews for the music fan on the go who wants to stay in the know. This is Consequence of Sound. So real. Heads gonna say his thing. So real. Heads gonna say his thing. So real. Oh my, heads gonna say his thing.
Man of the Woods by Justin Timberlake. An audio review by Dan Weiss. Read by Michael Rothman. What do we want from Justin Timberlake, and when do we want it? Nothing and never, according to the blizzard of shockingly bad press the man has incurred for his fifth solo album, Man of the Woods. Without drawing from several reviews more disappointed than this one, let's address the gist of what's starting to look like one of the all-time pop backlashes. First, Timberlake's not woke. He's not even close. He's the epitome of white cis male privilege. He's a Neptunes cohort, but was notably absent from Nerd's recent anti-racist party to go, No One Ever Really Dies. Maybe Pharrell invited him and he declined. Or maybe he didn't even bother and felt Ed Sheeran had a better grasp on the project. After all, Timberlake's lone political song, Losing My Way, is the one unanimous low point of his otherwise beloved future sex love sounds, namely because he's been shielded from the crack epidemic by just about every aspect of his existence. He meant well, but after one try, he decided this whole conscious thing was more trouble than it's worth. Hi, my name is Bob, and I work at my job. I make $40-something dollars a day. I used to be the man in my hometown until I started to lose my way. It all goes back to when I dropped out of school, having fun, I was living the life. But now I got a problem with that little white Roxy, I can't put down the pipe. Unfortunately for him, you can't opt out of politics, and his career has been a fascinating experiment in how they find you anyway. When he accidentally exposed Janet Jackson's nipple at Super Bowl 38, he didn't even help pay the millions of dollars in punitive fees she was fined. Instead, his apology was cut and run, which did very little to help get her career back on track. This past weekend, Timberlake fumbled another opportunity to make amends by neglecting to invite Janet on stage during his second halftime show, another night awash in controversy, but only because Timberlake didn't realize that performing alongside a Prince hologram was a bad idea until those in charge of the money alerted him to the fact. So yeah, in short, he's a coward.
Do you think people were too hard on you?
I think they were. I think they did put all the emphasis on me and as opposed to us. And I have to say, just to let people know that Justin has reached out to we haven't spoken, but has reached out to speak with me. And like I said, friendship is very important to me. And certain things you just don't do to friends. Yeah. And in my own time, I'll give him a call.
So when you say certain things you just don't do to friends, do you think him ripping the whole thing off? Is that what you're
talking about? When you had said, certain things were said supposedly, or that he had said, during that whole fiasco, I had heard, and kind of leaving you out there hanging.
So you do feel that he left you hanging?
To a certain degree, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes Timberlake's amusing ignorance really isn't his fault. Although it was a train wreck, it's hard to imagine someone who didn't go to college knowing not to name a dance pop song Take Back the Night. Then again, he could have donated the song's proceeds to the organization of the same name once he was made aware. On that same note, he's also been pretty silent regarding his recent role in Woody Allen's Wonder Wheel, and I don't have to explain how bad that is because you're almost certainly more clued in than the man in the woods. Naturally, those events have colored the context of this album's release due to a very tenuous political link. Trump-voting jingoist country star Toby Keith, whose songwriting credit on Sauce has turned a couple of heads. As with Take Back the Night, there's no reason to believe Timberlake's aware of this association, and as with Nipplegate, his strategy is to say nothing and hope it goes away. It will, but the damage to his reputation has been done, even if he won't feel it in his chart-topping sales this week. Like the apolitical Taylor Swift, it's hard to say whether he deserves this kind of treatment, in his artistic evaluations or in the personal critiques that he's been receiving. Reason being, Man of the Woods is a pretty good album, and occasionally within spitting distance of being great. Having said that, it does have some god-awful lyrics. When he extols his pink and you're a purple with a straight face rather than a gaping Steven Tyler-shaped mug on the new track Sauce, or offers to be the wood for your heat on the strangely apocalyptic second single Supplies, you have to start wondering if he's accidentally reading his unused drafts for Lonely Island. Of course, in Timberlake's long-standing tradition of using women as human shields, the actual worst moment on the record belongs to his wife, Jessica Biel, who puts on his torn shirt in the Hers interlude and compares it to wearing his skin.
When I wear his shirt, it feels like his skin over mine. And the little holes and tears and shreds on it are the memories of the past.
Which is too creepy or too laughable for a tender portrait of domesticity. At least the kind that Man of the Woods is aiming for. Or is it? Doesn't your dad say embarrassing things all the time? Maybe even awkwardly flirt with his wife? The most country thing about this record is its shaky attempt to horn in on that Brad Paisley dad joke territory, with innuendos that only a wife could love. It's doubtful that Timberlake intended it that way, but it works. The head slappers here form a more uncool depiction of Timberlake's home life than he's actually even capable of. The problem is that Timberlake lacks the confidence and especially the wit of country. In other words, nothing here earns a blush emoji like Paisley's I'd like to see the other half of your butterfly tattoo, much less the pickup lines Unjustified. Country is the big move on Man of the Woods, and maybe because no one asked for a decent unwoke Timberlake album in 2018, few have admitted that he does it well. Forget the overly earnest flannel and give it up to the Neptune's barn burner Midnight Summer Jam and its lovely descending fiddle accents. For 5 minutes is the Kentucky Fried Get Lucky. Then there's Man of the Woods. A twangy George Michael sing-along that would have made far more sense as a daring first single than the misleading opener Filthy. A good song bursting at the seams with cultural anachronisms, ominous hard rock guitar interludes, dubstep synths, and a portrayal of the squeaky clean 37-year-old as some kind of deviant who wouldn't immediately have his suit washed if he got any kind of illicit stain on it. And despite the hammy lyrics, Sauce winds up being a fun, greasy cow funk bit with far more Pharrell in it than any hint of Toby Keith. Musically, this may be Timberlake's best album since Future Sex Love Sounds. The gospel country of the hard stuff works with the loveliest melody Timberlake's written since My Love, while the polarizing Young Man, in which he tells his young son that he and his mother might have to give him a sister, is arguably as audacious and clever as the Come Ons in Rock Your Body. Even questionable singles like Supplies and his Chris Stapleton collaboration Say Something make more sense within the whole. The latter appears to be a pretty telling and defensive blues ballad about his need to stay mum when the world is begging him to speak up, whether it's in support of Jackson, Time's Up, what have you, lest he get caught up in the rhythm of it. It's the most surefire hit on the record, and it's almost laughably perfect for Timberlake as a mission statement. Unfortunately for us, for him, for Beale's skin suit, it's where the album begins to dip into one bore after another, from flannel to Montana to living off the land. Everybody says, say something, say something. In retrospect, a better name for this album would have been Unjustified, a glimpse into a satisfied life so problem-free that we as a culture feel the need to write several into it. But to answer the question of what we want from Timberlake and what he might be able to do for us in 2018, well, making twangy, funky, dissentered pop that big ups his family is probably for the best. After all, you don't want this guy anywhere near a Black Lives Matter rally, and especially not a woman's march. And though Man of the Woods is beginning to border on criminally underrated, thanks to its loathsome critical reputation, it's not necessarily a bad thing that someone this hapless heads into the pines for a while. But would it kill him to throw Janet an apology on his way out? So give it a hostel, it kinda makes you real. I'll be there when the storm comes, cause I want a hostel. Man of the Woods is now available via RCA. Our grade? B-.
Stay tuned to Consequence of Sound for album review podcasts 3 times a week. If you love these shows, don't keep it to yourself. Let the world know. Rate and review us on iTunes and Podchaser. And be sure to check out our other programming on the Consequence Podcast Network.